families and the kinds of similarities to look for among them. We also talked about the use of imagination to help you make connections between English words and their foreign counterparts. I want to show you another fundamental fact about languages that will greatly simplify your memory task. It is this. Every language builds its complex words from the simple, basic word roots of that language. This means the difficulty of learning strange and unrelated words will come mainly at the beginning, when everything is new to you. But as you begin to get hundreds or even 1,000 words under your belt, you will start noticing that an increasing proportion of the subsequent new words you are learning are based on the roots of the basic words you have already learned. When you think about it, this makes sense. Primitive human beings painstakingly and gradually created new sounds, new words, as the need arose. They needed clearly distinguishable words for every new object, basic things like fire, water, wood, food, and so forth. But as people needed to expand their language and create more sophisticated concepts, they drew on many of the existing roots of the language as their basis for creating new words. Every language does this. As these new words were created, each language developed certain rough patterns for the creation of new vocabulary. In other words, each language has its own distinctive characteristics for generating new words. Your job is to figure out how the language you're studying actually works and how it generates its new words. You won't have to analyze the pattern on your own. Your teacher and your text can help you do that. You need only be aware that there is a system and pattern your language uses to invent new words. It's an irregular and not fully predictable pattern, but it's a pattern. To help you get the idea, let's look at how we do it in English. In English, we can sometimes make up new words from basic Germanic roots largely by putting simple endings on them. From the adjective dark, we create the verb darken. From the adjective quick, we create the verb quicken. From bright, we create brighten. From strength, we create the verb strengthen. Do you get the pattern? You can see that English has a system. They never teach it in school. That lets you make verbs out of some words by adding en. So if you were in Indonesian learning English, you might have to struggle to learn the word bright the very first time you saw it. But you would be very quick to learn the verb brighten once you had learned bright. On the other hand, the pattern doesn't always work either. We can't say smallen from small or greenen from green, even if we can say redden from red. Languages develop from human social usage, not from computers or mathematicians or professors. We also have thousands of words that are combinations of root words, like book bag, doorknob, icebreaker, fishburger, windbreaker, eyewash, dog food, candlestick, or words extending from simpler roots, such as the English word life, from which we get lively, living, liven, live, lifeless. These are simple examples of word building which English has retained from the old Germanic system. But actually, most of our word building comes from using the French Latin system. For example, we use the old Anglo-Saxon word write in our everyday language about writing. Write, writer, rewrite, writings, etc. But when we want to create more complex abstract words related to the idea of writing, we turn to the Latin root scribe, which is just the everyday Latin root for write, and we add Latin prefixes. So we end up with a whole series of different words for more complex concepts that come from the simple idea of writing. Inscribe, which means literally to write into. Describe, which means literally to write about. Subscribe, which means literally to write under or sign up to or underwrite in the sense that I subscribe to that idea. Prescribe, which means literally to write first or write in the beginning in the sense of writing authoritatively, such as a medicine is prescribed to a patient. Proscribe, which means literally write forward, publicize it, or forbid it. Transcribe, which means literally write across from one system to another, such as transcribe shorthand notes into regular writing. Conscribe, which means literally write together with, such as writing names with other names on a list for conscription. Ascribe, which means literally write to or write toward, such as ascribing a certain characteristic to someone. In German or Russian or most other languages, this process is less mystifying because it's more self-contained. They use their own everyday word for write, and they add on their own prefixes to create roughly the same abstract words like subscribe, transcribe, prescribe, etc., unlike our use of foreign roots and foreign prefixes. Using this word schreiben, to write, we get zuschreiben, to ascribe. Zu means to. Einschreiben means to register. Ein means in. Vorschreiben, to prescribe. Vor means first or before. Ausschreiben, advertise or write out. Aus means out. Aufschreiben, to write down. Auf means on or onto. Umschreiben, to transcribe, because means around or about. Beschreiben means to describe. Be means to cause. By the way, did you happen to notice the similarity between scribe in Latin and schreiben in German? It's not by accident. Both are Indo-European languages and happen to share this root word. In Russian,